From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greenville Fire Department received voter approval to purchase a new $650,000 tanker engine next year. The vote was held December 13th at the department's annual commissioner election. Of the approximately 1,000 eligible voters in the Greenville Fire District, only 28 cast a ballot, Chief Cliff Powell said. Powell said, and I quote, "It was an overwhelming vote to approve it. 20 people voted yes and 8 voted against it," end quote. He said the new truck would replace a 40-year-old tanker taken out of service after it ruptured. While district taxpayers will foot the bill for the vehicle, taxes will not increase, Powell said. The truck will be custom-built for the Greenville Fire Department by South Dakota-based emergency vehicle manufacturer Rosenbauer and delivered in 10 to 12 months. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. On Tuesday, December the 20th, the State Department of Environmental Conservation released an independent report on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's review of the PCB cleanup of the Hudson River. Using the EPA's own criteria in the assessment, the state agency found the Superfund cleanup lacking and said the final outcome was, and I quote, "not protective of the public or the environment," end quote. The DEC forwarded its report on the EPA in anticipation of the federal agency's release of its 5-year review in 2017. Contacted by the Associated Press on Tuesday, State Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sigos called on the EPA to, and I quote, "finish the job and hold GE accountable for cleaning up the Hudson River," end quote. State officials want the EPA to perform additional sampling and complete a detailed evaluation of the dredging and conduct additional remedial work in order to achieve the targeted fish PCB reductions originally identified. The DEC has also recommended the investigation be expanded to include the portion of the site between the Federal Dam in Troy and the Battery in New York City. You can read that full report online at www.dec.newyork.gov. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York experienced a net population loss this year for the first time in 10 years, according to the Empire Center, which examined census data. While upstate has been steadily losing population for years, immigration into New York City has offset that decrease to keep the statewide population stable until now. Most recent information shows the state lost nearly 2,000 people from a year earlier for a total population of 19,745,289. New York is the fourth largest state in the nation behind California, Texas, and Florida. New York led the country in foreign immigration last year. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Schoharie News reports that the Schoharie County office building was evacuated at noon on December 19 after officials received a mailed bomb threat. Dogs searched the building but found nothing. You can read that full story in the Schoharie News. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that Richard Jennings II was elected to the Germantown Fire Commission on December 13. Jennings was the only candidate on the ballot and got 71 of the 87 votes. Crystal Kilmer got 14 write-in votes, and James Marinuk got 1. All 3 vote-getters are firefighters with Germantown Hose Company No. 1. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The New York State Board of Historic Preservation announced 26 new additions to state and national registers of historic places, but only one near the WGXC listening area. The 600 acres where the Woodstock Music Festival was held in Bethel was included, and I quote, "as the site of one of the most important cultural and social events of the second half of the 20th century," end quote. The designation can make grants available to restore or maintain historic places. Matthew Hamilton reported in Capital Confidential that there were more discussions in Albany on December 19th about a possible special session of the legislature before the end of the year, but nothing definite. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie would both only stress that it's, and I quote, "the people's business," end quote, that should bring legislators to Albany, not a pay raise. Estee said, and I quote, "All of the questions seem to be about the pay raise, but what it's really about, are we going to come back to do things that are important for the people of the state of New York? That's the most important thing. If the pay raise or the commission to recommend a raise is part of that, so be it. But it's not a trade. We're not making trades. It's, are we going to come back to do the business of the people of the state of New York?" End quote. Local Assembly Member Pete Lopez, who represents Greene County in Albany, explained the situation in a statement to constituents. And I quote, "As Albany leaders wrangle with the governor over a special session, I believe they will attempt to force a vote that includes the controversial pay raise in the same bill as much needed and expected ethics reform. The omnibus bill will inevitably include a message of necessity from the governor using the Hanukkah and Christmas holidays as additional pressure points to move the bill forward the first of the year. The pay raise issue will likely be advanced as an extension of the failed commission, which many feel was manipulated by the governor to wring concessions out of the legislative leadership, particularly Speaker Hestie and his conference." End quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 38 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 11 a.m. and noon, turning into rain in the afternoon. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of December and the first day of winter 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.